Fantasy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Moon Be Bad and Over the Gun.
All right, it's that time again. It's episode 3 of our podcast for the Legacy. I'm your host, Moon Be Bad. As always, Hova's on the line with me as well. How you doing, Hova?
Pretty good.
Lots to talk about today. Today, the way the show is shaping up, we're going to talk about scores from weeks 8 and 9. We're going to dive into the top 25. There's been some definite movers and shakers there. We'll talk a little bit. We're going to give some predictions. We're going to talk about who we think is going to be the national champion. We're going to look at remaining schedules for the users, with the exception of Oklahoma. But since they're number 2, we thought it'd be relevant to look at that. We're going to talk about recruiting again. Hova's been paying attention to recruiting with a fine-tooth comb. Games of the week, hopefully Faceplant shows up. If not, he's going to be the front of the show again. And then, last but not least, we're going to have T-Bird, number 1 Alabama coach on the show. That should be a great interview. Looking forward to that. So with that being said, we wanted to dive right in, talk about some scores from weeks 8 and 9. Hova, did you have any games in week 8? And I was looking at the week 8 scores, and a lot of them were lopsided for the users. I think most of them were lopsided for the users. Were there any surprises to you in some of these games?
It looks like there was a few close ones. The Alabama game, the Ole Miss by 1 point.
Yeah, I mean,
17.
Alabama's been killing people all year. I don't know what happened with the Ole Miss game. Important thing is that he did win, but that was a close one.
Yeah, same thing with LSU, only winning by 3. He's been pounding the computer lately. He only beat Tennessee by 3.
You know, in my opinion, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more later, the scariest team right now, even though they have one loss, but remember, it was in a user game. Or, excuse me, he simmed that game. LSU's been a man amongst boys out there.
Definitely.
I'm looking through some scores here. Michigan, you whipped Michigan State. No problems there, huh?
Yeah, defense pretty much shut them down.
Nice. Iowa crushed Northwestern 41-0. That might have been one of the more lopsided games so far this year. And I was surprised that Iowa beat them that bad. I mean, I knew they beat them, but I didn't think they were going to beat them 41-0.
Yeah, they crushed.
Ohio State keeps rolling over Illinois 17-38. Oregon whips Arizona State 48-38. Oregon State handles Colorado 28-3. UC had a squeaker against Cal 21-16. What do you think about that?
It was pretty close on there.
Definitely. And USC, great player. Obviously, I played him last week. Awesome team. I'm surprised he came that close with Cal. But, hey, it is what it is. A win's a win. I can't talk much because basically, my entire season has been close games. I haven't had one blowout. Washington, 24 of UCLA. Florida handles Auburn, 28-23. Georgia, 31 over Vanderbilt, 19. And we talked a little bit. No, we didn't. LSU, 20 over Tennessee, 17. So that was another close one. Going into week 9, Ohio State, 20-0 over Iowa. That's a user game. Hova, we'll get back to that. Your thoughts on that one in a minute. You beat Wisconsin by 3, 17-14.
Yep. That was definitely the closest game I've had this season.
Yeah. Wisconsin's tough. I played them too, so.
Especially on the road, it was tough. That
yeah,
crowd.
Absolutely. I had to go into Camp Randall as well. Great crowd. I know they're up in the top 25 of toughest places to play right now. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember exactly where they were on that list, but they're in there. It was a rough game, and obviously, did it go down to the wire, or?
It was actually 6-3 at halftime. So
okay.
It was just back and forth on defense, and I finally broke open. I had a huge run, like an 82-yard touchdown run by my halfback.
Yep.
And I was actually able to score again, another big play. And I just held him off at the end.
So. Nice. I beat USC 31-28. We can talk about that in a minute. Oregon 55 over Colorado. So let me start that one because that's actually the biggest blowout. Not last week. Oregon State 44 over Washington State, nothing. Washington 38 over State. This one's a big one. Washington 38, Stanford 19.
Yeah.
That was an upset.
Huge win.
Nice upset. Washington definitely is one of those teams that I know he. I don't think that was an autopilot one. I know he's been on autopilot.
Yeah, I think he played that one.
Definitely better than his record indicates. So later in the year, I have a game against him, and I know he's playing another user. Off the top of my head, he's on USC's schedule still. I think that's the only user that's in contention. So, USC, if you're out there, don't sleep on Washington. 38-19 over Stanford. Alabama takes care of Tennessee 35-17. Florida 28-21 over Kentucky. Georgia. What were you saying?
That's an interesting one there about Florida almost losing to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Points.
Good point. Yeah, that's a close one there. There's only a touchdown that separated the two teams. Georgia destroys South Carolina 38-9. That Georgia's another team who was on autopilot at the beginning.
Yeah, the first three games.
And really has played well when he's been playing.
Yeah, he got shafted by missing these games.
That's another team that definitely is a lot better than their record speaks for. And I'd worry about if they were on my schedule and I was in contention.
Right.
The last but not least, LSU 45-7 over Auburn.
That's a huge win right there.
LSU, I'm telling you, man. I'm in love with LSU so far this year. Killer.
It's like there's a lot of discrepancies in the computer play. Like, LSU destroyed Auburn, but they barely beat Tennessee. Then this week, Alabama handled Tennessee pretty well, but almost lost to Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I really, and I don't know, I'd have to talk to Killer. Sometimes, if just to take a guess without looking at, diving into the stats, I really think that momentum plays a huge, huge role in this game, especially against the CPU.
Definitely.
If you're able to score your first drive, hold them, score again, I really feel that, and naturally it should. I mean, momentum plays a part in real life football, so it should in the game. But I definitely think the computer is impacted over momentum a lot.
Yeah, they are. Once they start falling behind, they fall quick.
For sure. So I want to spend a little bit more time on the top 25 here and talk about some predictions. So we had some movers, we had some shakers. The last time we were on the podcast, we talked about who we thought would move up and down. But Alabama, naturally, is 7-0. They're in the driver's seat. They're number one in the country. Michigan, I think you probably made the biggest jump. What were you the last podcast? You were top 10, but I think you were like 7, maybe.
I don't know. I think I might have been out of the top 10.
Really?
Not sure. I'm not really sure how long ago that was. I just recently got from the top 10.
I think you've always deserved to be, maybe not 3, but you deserve to be in the top 10. I mean, you're 8-0, right? But maybe that helped whip in Michigan State, who's a big rival.
Yeah,
shutting them out.
Beating Wisconsin on the road.
And then squeaking by Wisconsin on the road. Big wins. Number 4, Killer, sitting with LSU. And that's going to set up a huge matchup week 11. LSU is taking on Alabama, and that should be a great one. That's another one of those games where, man, I wish we could stream that and watch that live. That'd be sweet.
Winner of that's going to be sitting good.
What was that?
Winner of that will definitely be sitting good for the title.
Yeah, I think either that, I think that will, you know, that might impact you. I mean, this might be good for Michigan because you're sitting at 8-0. One of the LSU already has a loss at 7-1. If and I'm assuming you're hoping Alabama gets beat that game.
Right.
That'll basically put you at number 2 if Oklahoma stays undefeated.
Yeah, we basically control our own destiny at this point. If we can run the table, then we should definitely be in that spot.
And you're talking about Alabama, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, if Alabama runs the table and Michigan and Oklahoma,
then I think it's going to go Alabama-Oklahoma.
Yeah, we could be in trouble then.
I think
Alabama's going to face a better team in the champ game.
Now, does the Big Ten championship game count towards strength of schedule, or does it not?
It does.
So that might help you. I mean, I don't know who Oklahoma would play in the national championship game. I haven't really paid attention to the Big 12.
They still have two divisions?
Aren't they split?
I'm not positive.
Have they played Texas?
I can check real quick to see if they're split. I don't know if they play Texas or not. I feel like they have because they usually play pretty early in the season.
Why you check that? Notre Dame's at is 6 right now, 7-1. I think that the USC game helped. LSU dropped down to 8, 7-1.
Yeah, it's just one division now. There's only 10 teams in it. There's no champ game.
And did you see if they played Texas?
Texas.
Actually, you know what? I'm looking. I have all of Oklahoma's remaining schedule. They got it. They probably have the easiest remaining schedule. They have Kansas State, Texas A&M, Baylor, Iowa State, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they already beat Texas.
So it's going to be tough. I can't see Oklahoma losing to any of those teams. So pray for an Alabama loss.
Yeah, it's how much weight can be held in that championship game for the conferences.
Yep.
But I still got to beat Ohio State and Iowa.
We'll talk about you in a little bit because we'll talk about national champion predictions. There's a lot of big matchups still out there late in the year. It's getting really. This is the best time of the season. This is where we separate the men from the boys.
Right.
And things really start to get interesting with the bowls. When do bowl predictions come out? Any idea?
Should be maybe week 11, I think, or week 12. Week 12, I think.
Can't wait for those.
We'll get those up on the forums when they come out.
So let me ask you, if you don't make the national championship game, is your goal the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, definitely. I want to win the Big Ten.
Yep.
Now, if the winner of the Big Ten goes to the championship game, does the Big Ten still get the Rose Bowl bid? The second team?
That's a good question.
I don't think they do, but I'm not sure.
No, I think it goes to an at-large bid. I think if the winner of either conference, because I think this happened with USC, I think if you win your conference and you qualify for the championship, then it goes to an at-large.
Yeah.
So I'm almost positive that that's happened to USC. They've won the Pac-10 or now the Pac-12 and have been in the national title game, and it went to an at-large bid for the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like that, too. So basically, it's going to be national championship or probably not the Rose Bowl. Unless you got the at-large.
Well, it's better than whatever bowl you qualify for. At least you can't. At least you can say you didn't play in the Papa John's Bowl.
Right. Hopefully it's BCS. That's definitely the goal. BCS Bowl.
So moving along, USC dropped to 8, but they're still sitting pretty. I haven't looked at the Pac-10, the Pac-12. Where those guys shape up? But I mean, just looking at the top 10 here, the top 25, I think USC's still in the driver's seat to win the Pac-10, or the Pac-12, excuse me.
Yeah, they're definitely they're undefeated in their conference, and they'll be winning that Pac-12 South, looks like.
Ohio State's at 9, number 9. Florida's number 10, 7-1. Oregon, number 13, 6-2. Couple losses really hurt them.
I'm thinking anybody with one loss still has a shot at the title.
I agree. Absolutely.
Especially with conference championships.
And there's a couple weird, you know, undefeated teams. I mean, I think Houston's undefeated and is in the top 25. I think if they run the table, they're still not going to crack the top 10.
Yeah, TCU is undefeated. They're number 6 in the BCS right now.
Man, really need...
In Houston, too, yep.
You really need playoffs.
I agree. I thought I put TCU on somebody's schedule, but I might not have.
Does anyone out there want to do a home-and-home with TCU? Make sure you post there.
I usually try to get...
User games, right? Do you consider home-and-homes if they're non-users?
No, I don't. Not for the computers.
Because, you know, it'd be nice if someone tosses Oklahoma on their schedule.
Yeah, I usually try to do that. I know I got Boise State on and a couple others. I must have forgot about
you played Boise State.
Yeah, I played Boise State.
Did you play them at home?
Yeah.
How's it like playing in the blue turf?
I know, we played those in Michigan. It wasn't in Boise. Yeah, TCU's probably going to go undefeated unless they lose to Boise.
Who do they got left on their schedule?
BYU, Wyoming, Boise State, Colorado State, UNLV.
It's going to be interesting. I think strength of schedule-wise, let's say you go undefeated, Alabama goes undefeated, and TCU goes undefeated. I think it's got to be, and let's say Oklahoma loses. I think it's got to be Alabama, Michigan, the national title. Now, if Oklahoma runs the table and Alabama loses, then I think it's going to be yourself and Oklahoma,
right,
pending they're undefeated. But, let's say Alabama loses to LSU. Let's say by miracle, Oklahoma loses. And you win. And you win out and you're 8-0. Do you see yourself playing TCU in the national title game? Or do you see a team that's currently ranked under, with one win that's over TCU that you might play, like a USC or an LSU?
Yeah, I think based on, LSU maybe. I think LSU and Notre Dame, they're ranked ahead of TCU right now. I think those are the only two that would stay ahead of them if they
won. It's not going to be you. We wouldn't play each other because we'd play each other
in
the Big Ten championship. So
LSU, I think,
one of us would lose. So let's say you run the table, you beat me. Do you see yourself playing LSU over TCU?
Yeah, I think LSU is the only one that has a chance of getting over undefeated TCU.
And isn't that horrible? That a team like TCU could go undefeated and not have a shot at the title.
Ridiculous. They're ranked so high and they barely beat anybody this year.
Sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
Again, playoffs, we need a playoff system, but we got what we want to work with. And I think playoffs are cool, but I do definitely think in the game it's more fun to play in a bowl. But
right.
I don't know if it's more fair.
Yeah, it has issues, definitely.
But, I love Washington cracking the top 25 here. Washington, I look forward to that matchup, USC-Washington.
Yeah, that could be a big upset.
You know what? I could see it.
They could still win that division. They have one conference loss. I think if they beat USC, they'd have the tiebreaker because they beat them, correct?
Ooh, that's a good point. So USC could, theoretically, if they lost to Washington, they probably would still be ahead of Washington in the standings.
Right, they could.
But Washington would go to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
There's a lot of good stuff. And, Oregon's in there, too. Are both of their losses conference losses?
Oregon?
Yep, because they're 6-2.
He lost to
Alabama. So that's one.
Arizona.
So that's a conference loss.
I think he's still in the driver's seat for that division, though, to be in the champion.
Pac-10's going to be interesting.
Definitely. I think if Oregon State could upset Oregon, I think they may.
All the divisions are interesting right now. Florida's at one loss. LSU's at one loss. Alabama's undefeated, so that's going to go down to the wire.
If Iowa beats me, I think they would be in control of the division.
Yeah, because they would have one conference loss as well.
Yeah, it's still up for grabs. Pretty much all of them are.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's talk about the national championship. That's the coup de grace, right? So let's talk about who predictions for the who's going to be the national champion year one here. Just looking at remaining schedules, glancing over them here, the toughest schedule remaining. Well, let's see. You have two user games, Iowa, Ohio State, and then you have Nebraska.
Yep, that'll be a tough one.
LSU's got Alabama, which is tough, but then they have BYU, Ole Miss, Arkansas. Shouldn't be a problem. USC has to play Washington, Alabama. Two, I think, is going to be tough games. Florida has Georgia, who I think is underrated because of the beginning. He wasn't playing at the beginning. Vanderbilt, okay, whatever. South Carolina, fine. And then he plays me at the end. Oklahoma has the cake schedule.
Yeah.
And then Alabama.
In recent update, up to the second update, Alabama has just lost to Arkansas.
No way.
24-21.
No way. When did this game go down?
It must have just been played.
You know what? We're going to have to make up something. I don't think T-Bird's going to come on the show after that.
I think he canceled anyways. I'm reading his
PM. Oh, do you think he canceled? What is the timestamp of the cancellation?
Yeah, so he's having technical difficulties with his mic. He
said
3 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I'd have technical difficulties with my mic, too, if I just lost. Interesting. We're going to try to get him anyway. This is just good radio.
Yeah, live updates.
Live updates. Wow. Well, I think we might have to go back now. Okay, so we were just talking about the top 25.
Well, so they're out of picture now.
You are giddy with excitement, aren't you?
Yeah, I definitely control my own destiny now.
Who do you play this week?
I got a bye, and I got Iowa next week.
So you gotta wait.
Yep.
But, okay, so just looking at this, we know Alabama's gonna drop. Is Arkansas, what were they ranked?
I don't think they're ranked.
All right, so Alabama's probably gonna drop. Maybe to like 9. I don't know if they'll go out of the top 10. They could, but I think they have a pretty tough strength schedule because they're in the SEC. But that's besides the point. You know, Oklahoma's going to be number 2.
Right.
You're idle, so you should be. Excuse me. Oklahoma's going to be number 1. You should probably be number 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Things just got even more interesting because that's going to give T-Bird a SEC loss, and that's going to put – he's not a lock to win the SEC now.
It's going to come down to that LSU game now.
Yeah. LSU could sneak into the picture as well and easily if they went out because Alabama's tough. If they can beat Alabama, they got BYU, Ole Miss, Arkansas to finish. They should win those games.
It really helps me more than anything because the other one, they're still alive.
It helps you, but you got a tough schedule. You got Iowa, Nebraska, and Ohio State. That Ohio State game is going to be big.
It basically just helps me in the fact that I really control my own destiny now. If I can win out, then I should be in the title game.
You should. You should.
But that's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. All right, so we were talking about national championship prediction. And if you want to be conceited, you can predict yourself if you really like to. What do you think? After looking at the schedules after this live update, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure Oklahoma's going to be there.
Let's say I'm pretty sure they're going to win out.
Much as it pains me, I think Oklahoma's going to end up number 1 or 2.
What is your how often have you played Ohio State in the past? So the Ohio State owners abolished the Fed. Do you have a history with that player?
One or twice. I think I played twice.
And how have you done?
They were both close games. I think I won both of them. Not positive, but most recent one I won, I remember that. But it was a close game. It was like 7 points, I think.
Well, you control your destiny. Let's say you lose to just keep the conversation going. Who do you see then challenging Oklahoma in the national title? For the national title.
I'm going to go with LSU.
I agree. He's nasty. And it's a real shame that he had that loss. He wasn't around to play that game.
Yeah.
Because he could easily be undefeated. He probably would be undefeated. Let's just say he would be.
Who would he lose to? What?
I don't remember who he lost to. But it was, I think it was week one.
I thought he lost to USC. It was a sim, wasn't it? Yep.
Yep, it was a sim. That's right, it was a sim.
That was a long loss.
I mean, in terms of strength of schedule as well, I think if he had one out, he probably, on strength of schedule alone, would probably be three this week.
Right.
But he didn't. LSU, huh? You know what? I'm gonna agree with you. For that Alabama game, I'm picking LSU to win that game, and I'm picking LSU to win the national championship this year.
Nice.
I don't know. Call me a. I guess you can say I'm on Killer Nuts' jock, but whatever. That's fine.
It's a good pick.
Hey, I just think he's a great player. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some recruiting classes. Hopefully we have Face on the show. He's supposed to talk about his games of the week for week 10 and week 11. We'll see when we come back.
You're listening to the Legacy Podcast, only on TraditionSportsOnline.com. TraditionSportsOnline.com.
And we're back, and this time I'm not gonna hang up on you there, Hoba. I was about to hit record, and I was telling Hoba, all right, 3, 2, 1, I'm gonna hit record, and I hit the hang up button. Sorry about that. So we're back. I don't think we're gonna have faceplant again. So if anyone would like to actually show up for the podcast and talk about the games of the week, please let me know. As you can see, I am reaching for people to come on this show and actually be on the show. I don't know. And T-Bird, I don't think we're going to have T-Bird. He said he's having mic issues. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. At least on the program, I'm telling you that I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Deep down inside, I might be thinking otherwise, but we're going to roll with what we got. So we're going to talk about recruiting. We'll give our games of the week picks for this week, week 10, and week 11, and then we'll wrap the show. So, Hova, let's talk a little bit about recruiting. It looks like you slipped out from the top spot. We have a new number one leader for best recruiting class this year so far.
Yep, that's USC taking over. We got the official rankings now.
What was the difference?
I remember to be the last podcast, we didn't actually have the rankings to show the top classes. But now we do.
So you were just guessing that you were the top class in the country?
No, last week I was. That was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago when we did the top 10.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but USC's leading that nation. They have 10 commitments so far, 3 5-stars, 7 4-stars.
Yeah, so they reached their 3 5-star threshold here. Looking at some of these players, I'm looking at the spreadsheet, and let's see here.
2 5-star receivers.
Yeah, Danny Irby, 6'2", 205. Donta Jackson, 6'0", 214. Donto's right in the backyard there out of Arizona. Both 76 Spark ratings. Is there anything you could tell me about these guys?
Take a look at the receivers.
They've signed a crapload of 4-stars.
Yeah, Ryan Stewart, he's 5'10 out of New York. He's got B plus speed, B plus Excel.
So he looks like he's 5'10", so he's going to be a little bit undersized.
Slot guy, probably, yeah.
Slot guy, but his speed, I mean, B plus. So, and you can see here, his spark rating, all the 5-star guys that he has, spark ratings are 76. So they're 5-star recruits for sure, but I don't know how impressed I am with B plus speed.
Yeah, both of these receivers look almost identical, like, both B plus speed and BXL. This one's a little bit taller. Danny Irby's 6'2", but basically the same type of receiver.
You know, hopefully he's one of those guys that he has good jumping, good hands, good catch. That'll make him a big threat probably in the end zone. Maybe that's what he's looking for, a big play guy.
C plus catching, so not that great.
Maybe you can coach him up a little bit.
Hopefully, yeah, he pulled this guy in Michigan.
Little stick him on his hands. Were you after that guy too?
No, I didn't even pursue him. Wasn't really what I was looking for.
Gotcha. So moving down the line, who's the next user that has?
That would be Oregon. They got 3 5-stars and 6 4-stars, so they're one behind. They're pretty close to USC.
Let's see here. Middle linebacker Phil Cunningham, Bryce Glover looks like to be a newer pickup. He's a 5-star defensive end out of California. What do you see about him?
He looks like pretty strong. He's the only 5-star defensive end in the nation. Pretty big frame, 6'3", 262. B plus Excel, B speed, so he looks like a freak. B plus pursuit, B hit power.
Doesn't Oregon usually run, don't they run the 3-4 currently?
Yeah, I know they did last year. I'm not sure if he is this year.
So it sounds like to me, if I was coaching, if I were to take this defensive end, I don't know if this would be my 3-4 defensive end. Maybe he's thinking about moving to the 4-3.
Yeah, this is definitely a pass rush specialist right here.
Do we have a rule against moving a defensive end like this to outside linebacker in a 3-4 type system?
Yeah, I don't think there would be restrictions on that, going from DE to linebacker.
So maybe he's looking for a guy to come off the edge and then wants to keep it in the 3-4.
Yeah, this guy could play linebacker.
What does his coverage look like?
He's got the athleticism to do it. He's got bad. He only shows zone coverage D-minus, so that is pretty bad.
So it sounds like he'd be more like a being a Redskins fan off the top of my head, Brian Arakpo or DeMarcus Ware type.
Yeah, you need to put a guy like this on the lineup.
Yep.
4-3, because this guy's going to be a freak coming off the end.
So keep looking at Oregon. Can we talk a little bit about this Nick James? What makes him so special? Athlete?
Yeah. I think we talked about him a little bit last time. He said he was signed before. He's the number 2 in the nation. He's got AXL, B plus speed. B route running, so he looks like a receiver. And he's 6'4", too, so real big.
Huge guy. What's his catching?
His catching is B-.
All right, so not bad.
A acceleration, so he's going to be a deep threat, definitely.
A burner at 6'3".
6'4".
Or 6'4", good stuff.
Two
All right, who's next on the list down there?
Next would be Michigan.
Talk about, if anyone could talk about their own recruits, I'm sure you could. Tell me about them.
We got
some of the new guys. Let's talk about the new guys.
The halfback, Holt, definitely. He's a five-star out of Michigan with A-minus speed. He's definitely the halfback of the future for Michigan. B-plus agility, B-acceleration.
6'1", 215, so he's got some size. He's not going to be a pure scat back. Can he break tackles? Does he have a little bit of...
He's got a C break tackle.
Okay, so, I mean, he's average.
Yeah, he's definitely being upgraded from what we got now. My halfback now is not having a bad season.
Yeah, so. I haven't looked at your statistics, but it's probably safe to assume your leading rusher is your quarterback.
No, actually, my halfback's leading the nation rushing, I think.
Is he?
He's either one or two. Might be behind the guy.
So then how can you say it's a big improvement over what you got currently?
I really don't think he's that good. I think my offensive line has actually played great this year. Like, he doesn't ever break tackles or anything like that. Like, even that big run he had in Wisconsin, he was untouched all the way. Just getting through the holes. He's not that fast either. He's at 92 speed, maybe 93. I just think this halfback would be even more dangerous. He's going to be
fast. Is your offensive line kind of young?
Yeah,
they've got a lot of seniors.
They're kind of young.
Yeah, because I'm noticing, looking at your recruiting, I don't see any offensive linemen.
Yeah, it's not a need, and they're pretty high rated too, so that's definitely a strength on my offense.
That's nasty. I mean, they're only gonna get better.
Yeah, I expect big things from this halfback. I may redshirt him depending on how our nostrils look, because I usually like to do that.
Is your running back now? Is he a senior or is he a?
He's a sophomore.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
you're sat there for a little bit. Yeah, you could redshirt this guy.
In that. Another guy, strong guy I got was an athlete. This one's going to be a corner for sure. Anthony Bush. He looks like a real, real strong prospect. A-minus speed, A-minus Excel. He's got B-plus zone coverage, B-minus man coverage. Be a strong corner right there. Those are definitely the two top guys in my class.
All right, let's move down here. Let's talk about a team maybe we've neglected to talk about on the show as much. What do you think here? Last week, did we talk about Oregon State or Iowa's classes?
No, we didn't. Iowa's got the 26th ranked class.
Okay.
It's not a bad class. Four stars.
Checking out some of his guys here. What can you tell me about this defensive end four-star out of Florida, Anthony White? He's 6'3", 210. Speedy guy?
This guy has C-plus speed. Looks like more of a power guy. He's got B power moves, B block shedding, B pursuit. So pretty balanced defensive end.
How about the strong safety, Sean Randolph? Right out of, both of these guys are out of, both of these guys that are out of Florida.
Yeah, he's got AXL, B speed. Yeah, looks pretty good. B tackle, B coverage, B minus for both coverages.
That sounds like a stud.
Yeah, that's a pretty good coverage safety right there. He's got a strong tackling too, so.
They have him at strong safety. He might be a terror blitzing.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong recruit right there.
Let's shift to Oregon State. I only see three recruits here on the spreadsheet. A middle linebacker, a center, and a punter.
It looks like Fritz is his top prospect out of California. Yeah, B-plus acceleration, B-minus speed, B-minus strength. Pretty average.
Oregon State's got to be hurting because they got to compete with Oregon. They're in the Pac-12, so, I mean...
Three stars, I think, prestige. So, you got a lot to go to catch.
Makes it tough.
Yeah.
I respect him for taking Oregon State.
Definitely. Same thing with Washington. He's got a lot of three-stars.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Washington now. I let's talk a little bit about him. He's got a lot of three-stars, which I like to see. You know, he recognizes his prestige level is not that high. He's in the Pac-12. He's competing with a lot of big schools. So let's go out and get guys that I know I can recruit. And looks like that's what he did.
Definitely.
Looks like his best prospect is probably this 3-star strong safety, Aaron Ball.
He's got
6'3", 215.
B speed, B acceleration. He's got some nice speed. C tackling. I have to work on that. But, I mean, it's a solid start for a 3-star.
Not bad, not bad. All right. Let's shift focus a little bit. Let's talk about games of the week. So now we're on week 10. We're going to talk about our picks from week 10 and week 11 games of the week. In week 10, you thought the game of the week was Georgia at 5-3 versus number 10 ranked Florida 7-1. Why did you pick that as the game of the week?
Huge rivalry game. Isn't that the, what do they call it? The world's biggest outdoor cocktail party, I think.
I like the sound of that.
It's a neutral site. Jacksonville, I think, is played at.
Do you know why it's called the world's biggest cocktail party?
I have no idea.
All right, keep talking. I'm going to figure this out.
But I know it's a every year thing, just like the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry. It's a neutral site in Jacksonville, so. And Georgia's still alive. If Georgia takes this game, that puts them in the driver's seat for that conference. I mean, that division. So this is where they got to turn their season around right here. If they can pull off this upset, then they have a chance to get to the SEC title game.
It's a, yeah, huge, huge game. Check in here, the world's greatest cocktail party. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I believe it's about that.
It looks like they dropped it from the most official usage in 88 following a series of alcohol-fueled outbursts. Let's see here. In 84, Florida fans stormed the field and tore down the goalposts after a 27-0 victory. The following year, a 24-3 Georgia win led Bulldogs fans to do the same, ultimately resulting in 65 arrests.
Wow.
I like it. That's a party that I would like to be at. Anyways, big game. We did a little homework here. What do you think is going to decide this game?
Georgia's just going to have to contain the speed. Florida. Usually what it comes down to when you're playing Florida.
Looking at Florida, they're pretty balanced. Their quarterback is throwing for over 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Then their running back has over 1,000 yards, 14 TDs on 143 attempts. He's number 2 in the country right now, Jeff Demps. So, I mean, stopping the run's got to be priority number 1 for Georgia.
Yeah, it looks like Brantley has some trouble. Interceptions, though.
He throws picks, so force them to move the ball through the air. But maybe that's how you beat Florida.
Yeah, Georgia has pretty good defense, too, so should be a tight one.
Something that I saw, and we talked about how Georgia started out not playing his games. They were simmed. I looked at the defense for Georgia since week 5, and I believe that's since he's been playing his games. No one's gone over 19 points. So, he can play defense. I mean, that's one of those teams you can't read into the record. So, you really got to look how he's played since he's taken over.
Yeah, and he really needs this win if he wants to turn the season around.
And I thought Florida's defense might be a little suspect, okay? So, Miami has scored 16 points. Tennessee 10, so that's fine. LSU put up 20. Auburn 23. And Kentucky put up 21. So, the last three games he's played, the teams have scored over 20 points. It looks like these teams have found success scoring on them a little bit. So, and Georgia looks to be more of a passing offense. Aaron Murray has 1,639 yards so far, 11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Yeah, it looks like they like to throw a lot.
It'll be an interesting matchup. I'd like to see if Georgia can pull it out, but what's your prediction?
I'm gonna roll with Georgia.
I'm gonna go with Florida. I say
Georgia
Florida. Jeff Demps has a big game. Proves why he's number 2 in the country. All right, so week 11. Week 11's a huge game. The game of the week that we picked is, at the time right now, LSU is ranked 4th in the country at 7-1, taking on the number 1 team in the country, Alabama. Well, Alabama is now 7-1. like we said earlier. So let's assume they're not going to be number one. It's still a big game nonetheless, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's still going to be a close to a top five matchup, and the winner of this is going to win that, probably win the SEC division.
I agree. I mean, Alabama still has a lot to play for, and I still think if they win out, they're going to be in the discussion for the title, depending on what happens with you, what happens with Oklahoma. So he has every reason not to get too disappointed over this loss, refocus, come back, and win out. But looking at the notes here, Alabama definitely doesn't pass the ball.
Yeah, it looks like they're keeping it on the ground for sure. But I wouldn't blame them.
And why not? You have Trent Richardson, right?
Yeah, the guy's a beast.
Trent Richardson's off the chain. He's number four in the country right now. Just 3 yards over 1,000, 10 touchdowns, 186 attempts. Looking at that, which is makes Jeff Dempse look like he's having a phenomenal season. So Trent Richardson right now has 186 attempts. Jeff Dempse is at 143, has more yards, and has more touchdowns. He's really having an outstanding season.
Yeah, he definitely is.
But anyways, back to the matchup. So it's going to be classic. Well, we talked about the last time Alabama's already been in a game of the week against, I believe it was Oregon. LSU is going to try to throw the ball. Alabama's going to try to run the ball.
Hiller is definitely a thrower. Gailey Tasman.
And it seems like he's high risk, high reward. 17 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He's throwing a lot of picks.
Yeah, there's a weakness there. You can get those turnovers.
And then he's got Spencer Ware, who's had 636 yards, 4 touchdowns, 102 attempts. So, definitely, he's running the ball, but not very much.
Turnovers, I think.
Turnovers, huh?
I think LSU can take it if they don't throw interceptions.
I don't know who's home. I think that's going to play an impact. Do you have any idea?
What was that?
Who's home in that game?
Let me check.
I think that's going to have a big impact, who's home. But you're right. It's going to come down to turnovers.
It's at LSU, so Death Valley.
There you go. You know they're going to be up for that one.
It's actually a day game, so that sucks. But
you know, that's fine. The fans get up at 7 in the morning. They'll be drunk by the time they come in. It's LSU. It's Baton Rouge, right? They play in Baton Rouge?
Yep, I think that almost tilts my pick, LSU.
The Louisianans know how to drink. Speaking of Louisiana, I know I'm going on a tangent, but that's fine. I'm going on a bachelor party to New Orleans. My brother's getting married. That's going to be at the end of the month.
Nice.
That should be awesome.
Yeah.
We were talking about holding it off just to see if we can go down there and go to like an LSU game. We had Alabama in the discussion too, to go down to Alabama and have a bachelor party around a football game.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, it's that much of a spectacle down there, you know? Those guys start partying like Thursday when class gets out. All right, who do you like in that one? LSU or Bama?
I think I got to go with LSU.
I agree, LSU. Sorry, T-Bird. I picked LSU before you lost. Before you lost tonight, I still had them. I think they're the best team in the league right now.
I agree.
Do you, though, really? You got to think you're the best. Come on.
The best coach. I don't know about the best team.
Ah.
I think he definitely has more talent than me.
That, you know, it's gonna be a great finish. If LSU pulls this off, anything could happen.
Most talented player on my team shouldn't even exist because
he gets hurt every game.
Yeah, so he actually broke his shoulder last week, but
he miraculously is recovering. He's back in this week, yeah. Right? So what did he do? What'd you guys do? Like, what are you feeding these guys down there that their bone grows that quickly? What's the secret?
Must be an Android.
All right.
He'll be starting next week, even though he broke his shoulder.
I don't know if I said earlier, but if I didn't, T-Bird's not going to be able to make it. Yes, I did say that earlier. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it. So this is where we're going to end the show. It's been fun. Hova, I appreciate it as always.
Yeah, not a problem. We need to start getting other people on the show.
Yeah, what the fuck, people? Can someone step up and volunteer? Please, come on the show. I'm telling you, one of these days, and I said this the last time, this is going to get like so crazy popular that I'm just going to flip the bird to everyone else in the league and be like, listen, you guys had your chance when we weren't that popular. Now that we're rock stars,
now you
want to get on the show. Fuck you guys. You guys need to step up now. Please, we need another guest on the show. But anyways, it's been fun. I'm your host, Moonbee Bad. We've had Hova on the show as well. Hova, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you for doing this.
We'll see you guys next time.
Yep.
You listen to the Legacy Podcast. Only on Tradition Sports Online.com.